the Parsha Vayhi Ben Soach HaAron, which is in Shishi, it's surrounded by two backward nuns. Now, I think it's pretty obvious this is the only time in the entire Chumash that a backward nun appears. The only time. It's a unique occurrence, I'm pretty confident, in the entire Tanakh. Why are there, therefore, two backward nuns separating the Parsha Vayhi Ben Soach HaAron from the rest of Chumash? Separating it off. As a matter of fact, I believe it's a Gemara, maybe it's a Mishnah, somewhere out there, says that it's Ki'ilu, a new Sefer afterwards. Why? So Rashi brings, Asalem Simonios Mofanov Macharav, they made signs on both sides of it. This is in the wrong place. Why is it written here? Is to separate between Peronios and Peronios. Peronios, a very hard word to translate accurately in English, usually translated as bad tidings. That's a usual translation of Peronios. Bad tidings or punishments. But over here, as we're going to see, this is another example of how it's hard to properly translate the word peronios as bad tidings or punishment. Rashi, again, Kedarko, just like throws it out. Rashi dangles it in front of us. He says, bad peronios and peronios. Rashi doesn't bother telling us what, but we can see peronios afterwards are very easy. Look at the peronios. That's peronios. And Hashem got upset at them and punished the Jewish people. But what peronios did there are before? Where are the peronios? The peronios? I haven't seen peronios before. That's Rashi. That's Rashi. It's enigma. I don't know. The Ramban, Bekitzer, the Ramban says, what are the peronios before? The Ramban says, "Matzu ba'agada, shenasu ba'har Sinai b'simcha, ketina kabarech li beis ha'sefer." It says earlier, "Vayisa mehar Hashem derech shoshes yamin." They went away from the Har Hashem. Now it says in Chumash when the Jewish people left Yam Suf, it says, "Vayasa Moshe." It says Moshe had to force them away from Yam Suf. Says he had to force them away from Yam Suf. Vayasa. He had to force them away. They wanted to stay. Why do they want to stay? Because Gedola Bizas Yom Yosem Bizas Mitzrayim. They made more money. They made more money in the Yam Suf than they made when they left Egypt. So they didn't want to leave. So the Ramban says they wanted to leave Har Sinai. They should have wanted to stay in Har Sinai longer. They ran away from Har Sinai. Ketina Kabrech and Beis HaSefer. They were happy to get away. And that's peronios. That's what Chazal mean, that there's two cassettes of peronios, of bad tidings, of something bad happening next to each other. Before the parasha, before this, there's a parasha of leaving Har Sinai, and it says Vayisu, that they left on their own, and they were happy to leave. And the next parasha is the parasha of Devera. This is like, you know, every year, the way the years fall out, you know, we don't always have like the end of the year coming on Balosra. It could be a little earlier, a little later. This is a very good message to us. Now we're like finishing everything up, and we're like, Kilo, we're done. You know, some people are coming back Shanavet, some people aren't, some people finish Shanavet. Some people are like, okay, I did my part to God. You close the Gemara, goodbye, that's it. Now I can live my life. No. It's Peronius, that's not what we're supposed to do. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to incorporate what we learned when we were here. We have to incorporate that in our life and go on and go on weiter and weiter to more dargis and more realization of Hashem, Tara Nevanas Hashem. Bye.